gender roles and expectations. You, I mean, here you were one of three Americans selected at the age of, what, 18, 19, to have an internship in the 17 in the Pentagon. And you had, you were the youngest person with security clearance at the Pentagon. You end up going to Georgetown. You become a world record holder in the Paralympics. And people think of you now, the great, to me, the great experience and message that your story tells is that people look at you as a human being. They look at you for your abilities, not your disabilities. So tell us, with regard to your leadership now, you're the president-elect of the Women's Sports Foundation. And we talked a couple weeks ago with Dominique Dawes and you about the Olympic report card. The fact that during the Olympics, it sounds like the coverage of women in sports isn't bad. But in between, in those 3.5 years in between, there's almost no coverage of women.
Right. It drops off dramatically. And certainly drops off almost entirely for Paralympic athletes.
And there are some things that can be accomplished. One of them is that people like myself can take a little bit of role in telling the story about that. With respect to the Paralympics, not everybody knows about that. There are like something like almost 500, I think 474 Paralympic athletes now every 4 years. It takes place the year of the Olympics, and many of the events are the same. 20% participation by women this past time. What are your goals in terms of increasing women's participation?
Well, you know, we've offered three recommendations from the Women's Sports Foundation. The International Paralympic Committee, you know, it's part of the Olympic movement. The IPC is not governed by the International Olympic Committee, but they certainly can be influenced by their example. And so the International Paralympic Committee could add women's ice sledge hockey to the 2010 games, and if they change the minimum of women players on the five-person mixed team in wheelchair curling. Right now, it's only you need one woman on a five-person mixed team, and if you establish the minimum of two players in each gender, that would definitely up the participation numbers from what they are. I mean, every year the Paralympic movement is growing, and unfortunately, the percentages of female male athletes has slipped because as we add more female athletes, they add even more male athletes.
Well, there's an assumption here, too. And do you know that there is an equal amount of women that are disabled in the way that would qualify them if they wanted to participate as men?
Is there an equal number of women?
The pool, in other words. Is the pool of women the same size as the pool of men, potentially?
It's an interesting question, Nick, because I was just trying to do some research on this yesterday. I know, in my own particular case as an amputee, I know that there are more male amputees than there are female amputees. But I have to say the data collection on this has been, you know, next to nothing. We don't really have the research there and data collection to get some accountability from, okay, how can we, you know, set up a system of metrics to measure against, you know, what the population is of female athletes with disabilities versus male with disabilities, and then go from there. So, I mean, this is the first year. What's fantastic about this report card concept is that the Women's Sports Foundation is offering that metrics. We're starting now. So 2010, you know, 2008 Summer Games will have a report card, and 2010 will have a review as well. So we can start to see, you know, how we measure up and continue to make recommendations that assist the IOC and the IPC in their mission.